You know, it's called the Ashley bra or the Ashley bikini top, and it's designed for girls as young as 7, and the advertising is really, you know, appealing to girls. And what are the mothers to do? The daughters have to have it. It just came out this week, and I think it's just unbelievable in terms of consumer society robbing our daughters of their childhood. I mean, the idea of 7 to 14-year-old girls, okay, so we understand over 12, 12 to 14, but based on my study, the mothers are suffering so much anyway with what to do about daughters and shopping and what message do you give your daughters.
And I realize that Abercrombie & Fitch was a very popular shopping place for teenagers to go, but now kids are getting going in there younger and younger, 10, 11, 12-year-olds, and they're buying these push-up bras. Isn't it up to mom to say no?
It is up to the mother, but the problem is that the mothers cave into the pressure because they want their daughters to be part of the crowd. There's all this peer pressure. If one girl has it, then all the girls in the class want it. And the mother says to herself, gee, am I going to really, you know, get my daughter in with the group, or am I going to be the one who keeps her out of it? And then the daughters also have a lot of voice really early. I venture to say that maybe even the people at Abercrombie knew that if there was a question that the mothers would say, okay, fine, because mothers today are out to please their daughters. You know, are we hindering or helping?
Wasn't it a fantastic, fantastically brilliant advertising ploy?
Oh, yes. It is, and we live in a mass culture, and as I said before, consumer society. So we really pay attention to that. This is very appealing. The girls know about it. The mothers know they'll be at the mall on Saturday.
I remember in my childhood, though, Susan, stretch pants. There was a controversy over that.
Right.
I wanted a pair because all my buds had them, and my parents said no, absolutely, and that was the end of it. What about that?
Well, the idea, you know, we're talking about Gen X mothers and boomer mothers. And so what we're talking about is a very different mentality. It's almost, I mean, I also had a very strict mother, and so many of us did who grew up in the 60s or even early 70s, but it's very different now. I mean, mothers even are so different in terms of how they feel about their appearances. So all this beauty and sort of sexualizing of daughters and why it matters so much, a little girl is aware that who the it girl is when she's in maybe sixth grade, fourth grade. She already knows the popular girl, the pretty girl, the athlete. So yeah. Mothers are up against a lot more than your mother who was able to say no and she meant it.
Although, you know, I hear you. But on the other hand, you can look at this and say, ugh, here's an 11-year-old with a push-up bra on. But is it the path to hell wearing some of these provocative clothes, or is it part of these kids establishing who they are?
Well, establishing who you are is tricky if you're doing what everyone else says and you're not really thinking for yourself. I mean, one of the greatest gifts a mother can give to her daughter, I believe, is to understand her individuality and her style and to mm-hmm. give her enough self-esteem and to look at herself that way. You know, perhaps you're not just like everyone else, but the pressure is on. It's media culture, it's celebrity culture, it's the internet, it's the way the daughters get information so quickly.
Yeah. So what do you do if you're a mom and your 11-year-old says, Mom, I really want this cute striped bikini with the push-up bra?
Right,
what do you say?
At 9, which is the big fear now with this campaign.
No.
I think that you have to really tell her your values. And it's a lot hard. Of course, some of these mothers already have 2 daughters who are a little older or a daughter who's older, and they're kind of tired. Some of us just say yes because we're so exhausted. And you know, so you have to pick and choose your battles. If it's really against your value system, then you have to explain it to your daughter and you have to be strong enough to do that. But if you believe in compromise, then you have to really listen to your daughter. If she says, I just can't live without this, then you have to say, I'm against it, but okay, maybe for this, you know, this one time. But it's really a trick, and it's so hard for the mothers.
Or you can say, look at this t-shirt that comes all the way down to the knees. Isn't it gorgeous?
Well, you know what's so fascinating about that is these daughters who are getting the Ashley push-up bikini, what will they do? Will they be strict with their daughters? Because the pendulum really swings. You know, a lot of what we do with our daughters is a reaction to how much our mothers were able to say no.
Yeah.